Good evening again, Rick. Yeah, on Thursday we had the fox hunt. It was rescheduled from last month. We got severe weather that came in last month on its normal day. We only had two people, Mike, KD8MMH, and Clayton, KHCB, came out. And they took the hour and a half. They had an hour and a half to find the foxes, and it took them. They found the lower-powered one fairly quickly. Within the first 45 minutes, they found that one. But the higher-powered one, it took them a while. I finally had to, almost had to call it. I had to walk out where they were, and they just found it at that point and were walking back in. So it took them the hour and a half to find the both of the foxes that were out there. So it turned out okay. And Doug came out, supported us out there, checked out some of his equipment, sat and talked to me while we waited for Clayton and Mike to find the foxes. We may reschedule one maybe in September or something to get everybody else in. I know Tom wanted to do it. Rick, you weren't available. And Jeff Fulton was talking about doing one. So maybe we'll do another one here and see if we can get one in. In September or so, we'll play it by ear at this point, see what happens. But we did have a good night for it. It was beautiful, and the guys that did come out enjoyed it, so that was good. Weather-wise, a little level one severe weather chance for tonight, although that's looking less and less of a chance, at least during the evening hours. Overnight, coming in tomorrow, we are at a level two for basically the entire state. So keep abreast of the weather to whatever we get tomorrow. And it's kind of weird. It's coming from the northwest, coming from down from the UP, going south, southeast. So kind of an odd pattern for the weather to come in. But, yeah, we're at a level two. Most of it's supposed to be high winds, one-inch hail. Isolated tornadoes are possible. So just keep your radios on. Stay by your, have multiple forms of getting information from the weather service, whether it's weather radio, over your phone, whatever that you have. Make sure you've got multiple sources to get information if we do get any activations tomorrow.